new single. Now, it's just coming up to 11:52, and joining me in the studio is Essex singer, songwriter and actor Johnny Mack.
Hello.
Oh, hello. Everybody. Where are you?
I'm here.
Oh, there you are.
I'm here.
What,
hello.
What an introduction that was. I bet you won't get that at 2 o'clock today.
Well, you could have done it for Gary Raymond, because Gary Raymond's not here, is he? He's
no.
He's in his sickbed listening.
No, he's not very well.
Love you, Gary.
I thought you were going to have a bit of a man fest kind of.
We talked about Sunday football, and yeah.
Yeah. Mm. So he's not very well, but hopefully he'll be back in again soon.
Yep.
We
wish him well.
Really good. I mean, if you don't know who Gary Raymond is, he's got a fantastic book out at the moment, which I think is called Blacksteel or Borough. I've got it by my bed, and I've not started reading it yet. I've bought it.
People's Book Prize, no, isn't it?
Yeah. About rock and roll. He's lived the life. Oh, sort of right in the chair. Now, we're here to talk about your album, which is called My Time. This is a debut album. But before we do that, I want to talk about Panto, because I didn't know that you were doing acting as well. Is there nothing you can't do?
Neither did I. It just came about through a friend of mine. She was on Britain's Got Talent, Becky O'Brien, a couple of years back. And they sort of found out they were looking for someone to help out. So I give it a go. We started rehearsals last week. Done before, but it is quite fun. And I've got a couple of friends like Stevie Ritchie and that, and they're doing Panto at the minute, so I'm sort of getting advice from them. But
yes. And that's Stevie Ritchie who did Big Brother.
And X Factor, yes.
X Factor,
yes.
That's it, yeah. Oh,
right. So it's good fun. I do enjoy it.
How do you remember the... Because I know being a musician, you obviously remember loads of lyrics.
That's easier.
But how do you remember script?
You're not selling it. No, it's really good. We've had a lot of fun. I mean, the cast I'm working with, they've done it before, so they open me through. It's good. I enjoy it, and I'm learning when to come in. And when it goes quiet, I think, well, it must be me.
Yeah.
So I've got to say something. But
that's not normally the way it works, so be careful if
no,
I
No, but I am pretty quick-witted, so I've always come out with something pretty quick, so hopefully I should cover myself for that. But no, I've really enjoyed it and took to it like a...
Let's have a look.
Excuse the outfit.
You've got the flyers here. Oh, I say. Snow White and the Seven Dwarves.
Yes.
I can just about get that right. Starring Johnny Mack as Prince Andy.
Yes, I am the Prince Charming of this year.
Oh, I say.
Oh, yes,
do you get to wear those sort of short trouser things?
Yeah, and tights, yeah.
I'm not talking about speedos. I'm talking about ones to your knee.
Like your plus fours, yes, the golfers were. Yeah, I've got those and a nice pair of white tights and a pair of shoes. I'm Prince Andy of Brentwood.
And that's from the 19th to the 23rd at... Place.
My place is in Harold Hill, the leisure centre. Yeah, there's a big auditorium on the back of it, and it's a lovely venue. So we've got 6 shows in 5 days.
And how long have you been rehearsing for?
Just over 7 days now.
I was going to say 7 weeks.
No, 7 days.
Seven,
and we've got
7 hours.
I'm back in rehearsals tomorrow and Thursday, and then we've got a final tech run on Sunday. So good thing with mine is I've been sort of easing in quite easily. With the people I'm with, I'm only sort of with one person at a time. So if they do stop, I know it's got to be me.
Yeah.
They've had a good laugh of it, and there's a couple of bits where they've caught me out. A couple of the guys I'm working with that are playing, like the Dame and Buckles, we do a scene together. And there's a bit that comes up and I say something and they keep changing the line every time, and they're going to do it every night at the Panto, because every time I do it, I'm just sitting there laughing. I can't get over it, but I'll sure wait for that.
Are you going to be doing more sort of acting in the new year?
I don't know. We shall see. You never know what these doors open. I've done a bit with them of extra work this year as well with ITV. Mm. And I'm on Dom Jolly's Trig Happy TV on Christmas Eve as well, singing.
Oh,
yes,
What sign's that on?
Channel 4, 11 p.m.
Right.
Just before you go midnight mass.
Yeah. Me?
Yeah.
I'm not religious. You know what I think about religion. Now, moving swiftly on, happy Christmas, everybody. So the tickets for this?
I think they're £10 adults, £8 concessions.
And you're doing 2 shows on the Saturday?
The Friday. We're doing Monday to Friday, 2 shows on the Friday.
Yeah.
There's a Wednesday matinee, and then the others are all 7 o'clock in the evening.
You better give a mention again, because you've got a lovely wife who you always mention. When
my wife, Tara, is at home working away on her laptop. She is obviously listening now and critiquing everything I'm saying, surely. But no, she is like my boss. So, she'll be listening now. Possibly doing the nursery run in a minute.
When you go out and do gigs, you've got amazing rig, you've got a backdrop as well.
Yes. Yep.
And tell us about the sort of sets and things you do.
Well, we do with some of the tribute sets I still do occasionally, the Michael Bublé, the Gary Barlow. Mainly my own stuff now, but a lot of covers nights. So I've just got back from Jersey the weekend, singing in Jersey for a very lovely couple that I'm good friends with out there. And that was nice.
Yeah.
You know, you get a nice flight out there, just come to a lovely house, sing till silly o'clock in the morning for them, and then go home the next day. But it's just sing everything, really. Just as a singer, try and learn as many songs as you can and entertain people.
Now, the album, it's a beautiful album. The pictures, tell me about the pictures on the album.
The
it's
pictures were
My Time.
Taken by Charthouse Music when I was obviously recording up there in London.
Yep.
And we had a day's photo shoot, and some of the pictures come out. I sort of went through them all with the family. Okay, well, I like that one, and I've got a little bit less facial hair now, but yeah, it was just a nice picture, something different, that moment I was having.
It's called My Time, and it is your debut album. There are 7 songs on it. So tell us about the songs that are on the album.
Okay, the first couple of songs were written, Down to the River, which everyone's probably heard a few times now. That was written by Lawrence Hobbs and Sean Wolfe, who's part of the Jackpack. Jackpack, so he's one of the guys from them. So they wrote that, and then it was given to me to work with. Give Me a Sign was also did by Lawrence Hobbs. It's very based around a Michael Bublé Haven't Met You Yet sort of song, so it's a very, very catchy song. The next few songs were James Wilkinson, Mike Westergaard, Adam Smith as well. Worked with them guys, and there's some cracking songs there. And then Walking is one of my, obviously, own. I worked with the guys in there, and that's the finished version. No one's actually heard that version on your show, because that is the finished version, which is a lot more upbeat, more backing vocals, and bigger track.
We'll end the interview on that one.
That's fine, you can end it on that one, because that's a different version. And then obviously we did a cover with my band, doing some sort of a backing track for me, and we did a cover of Mac the Knife by Bobby Darin.
So how long has it taken you to get everything together for this album?
7-8 months.
Yeah,
so it's not bad. And then we went on sale on the Friday. I released it 7th October, and by the 10th, it was number 3 in the iTunes jazz charts.
Wow.
So it did really well. We've took it to a lot of big companies, and I've got a few jazz bars in London I've been to interview with, and I might be doing a little jazz tour next year around London, so Ronnie Scott's and bars like that, we're going to get in and do some gigs in there. I'm top of Google at last. It took me a year to get top of Google.
Really?
just go on the internet all the time.
Well, keep typing your own name in.
I'm a social media demon, apparently, I'm on there quite a bit.
Now, you are going to sing live in the studio.
Yes.
Just to set you up as you walk in, it's like, do you want to sing live? Okay, I'll do it.
Oh, go on then.
Well, you do live all the time, so you know what it's like. You can set up and sing live at drop a hat.
Yeah.
Some people can't do that. Some people get very nervous. And also, we don't have reverb, and I explain every time when a singer comes in, normally when you do a gig, you've got a bit of reverb.
There's loads of echo.
It's not. It's very dry in here, and I did actually spray loads of air freshener, and I've had the air conditioning on, just to get you nice and ready for your
vocal.
That's
perfectly fine. I'm not Mariah Carey, we're fine, I will not demand a certain temperature.
Well, room temperature, water, I'll get in trouble. So, you're going to sing a track from, you're going to sing the Christmas song? Or you're
no, I'm going to do a cover of Santa Claus Is Coming to Town, and then we'll play the Christmas song, because I like the finished version.
Lovely.
Rather than me singing it live.
Okay, so if you want to get yourself
ready,
Mr. Johnny Mack is live in the studio. If you want to find out more about Johnny, don't forget, have a look at his fantastic website, which is all the W's, johnnymack.co.uk. He's also on Twitter at Johnny Mack, and that's hello? And that's Johnny Mack, and it's M-A-C-K. So here he is live in the studio.
Better watch out, better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Making a list, he's checking it twice, he's gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming. He sees you when you're sleeping, he knows when you're awake, he knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. You better watch out, better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to this town, come on. Oh, let's go!
Tell us about writing. When you sit down to write a song with your gang of people, how do you do it?
I have to work off a melody, so I need the melody first. I'll get the ideas, and with sort of Walking was one, really. I had the idea of how I wanted it to sound in my head, but I wasn't too sure, so I sat with the guys, and they done a few riffs with the guitar, played about, so yeah, that's pretty close. And then I just sort of sat there and sort of wrote the lyrics from that.
Mm.
I've always been good with parodies with songs, so when I do sort of nights in venues like drunken pubs where you can put a rude song in and sing a dirty version of something for a laugh. I've always had a bit of fun with that. So it's quite easy to put words to a tune. But
with sort of the gigs that you do you think it puts you in good stead? Because you're not, even if you went on something like X Factor or The Voice, you've had that background of actually singing in pubs and clubs and things like that, and it's a tough old game, although enjoyable because you like singing.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I think, you know, you watch a lot of these guys, and I've been to these shows, and you see how it works, and a lot of these kids are loving the bits, and some are really great, but they may have sung in their bedroom. It's like, blimey, you've not been out and had the abuse in a drunken pub, or, you know, the people jumping on you, and males and females trying to grab you off the stage, and is part of our job, I'm afraid. You just learn to deal with it, and the more you do, the stronger you get, and the more you carry on. I'll say to any new singer going out there gigging for the first time, don't be put off by it, because you'll gradually learn what to do to get over it, and what to say back to make them feel this big.
And also remember, you've got a microphone.
The power of the microphone is amazing.
They can shout as loud as they like, but you've actually got amplification.
Yes.
Makes all the difference.
The power of the mic.
It's always that drunk uncle, I find. If you do like a wedding, you've always got one uncle that actually falls into the... whatever your equipment, you can have just one stand and they'll be laying on it.
Yes, there's always one. And you always get one shout, oh, you don't sound nothing like Rod Stewart when you're singing Michael Bublé. It's like, well, where does that come from? Okay.
What's the worst request you've been asked for with tunes? What's the one that you just go for? Look, do I sound as if I'm going to do that song?
Adele.
Really?
Yeah, Adele. I actually did it. It was someone like you. I thought, you know what, I'll do this. Who the something is Alice.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, which, no.
No.
Not me.
Not really. It's a little, little bit rude. Yeah. What's the best lyric you've ever written, Johnny?
Well, sort of leaving people behind. So look in the mirror where I'm moving forward, and people that sort of try and knock you on the way up, you always get them. And it was about leaving them behind to sort of move to the next chapter and sort of just see them in the rearview mirror of the car.
Now, you're going to play another song from the album.
Yep.
So what one's this going to be?
This is basically the Christmas song, which was written by James Wilkinson, Mike Westergaard, Adam Smith, called Santa Tonight. It's a great song, and I enjoy recording it. It's a very fun song.
Don't open up your doors. You can't call me Mr. Claus. I hope your chimney's not too tight. I'm gonna be your Santa tonight. Your stockings are my thing.
Ding dong.
Oh, babe, you make my Christmas bells ring. Don't miss me, I never come twice. I'm gonna be your Santa tonight. We need snow, we don't need reindeer. Have a ride on my Christmas train. Here comes Santa and I can't come back. You know I'll be gone when I've emptied my sack. We're gonna go so far. I wanna see your Christmas star. When I'm done, it's gonna glow so bright. I'm gonna be a Santa tonight. I'll come in your back door and put surprises in.
In fact, I thought I heard the word thighs, and you said that wasn't what there. I'm making my own song up there.
Definitely not thighs, no.
There's no thighs mentioned in that song whatsoever.
If anyone picked out any innuendos, please email it. That could be a competition. If you've got the innuendos, please email into Phoenix, and with whoever got the most.
I didn't. I was just like singing because it's Christmassy. That lures you into a full sense of security. You would just say, my mum and your mum would be listening to that, going, oh, it's a lovely Christmas
song. Oh, my mum loves it. She's like, oh, I love that song. My wife's like, did you not hear it? What? What? Okay.
Well, it's about Christmas and being Father.
Exactly. There's not been a Christmassy sort of cheeky song for a few years now. And I think one of the last ones was Santa Baby. It's probably one of the last ones. We've just got a lot of innuendos in that. So it's a... hello.
Well, have a lovely Christmas, and hello to your lovely wife. No one waving for, she can't see me.
She's Tara. Michelle's waving.
Hello, Tara.
The Elvin family have sent a message to you saying happy Christmas to you as well.
Oh, hello, lovelies. So I haven't seen those for a while.
No, they're doing really well. Macaulay's doing some good stuff.
Yeah, I like Macaulay. He's lovely. He always smells so nice.
It's because it's called washing.
No, he has. He wears a nice aftershave. That's why he smells so
nice. He's got good aftershave, yeah.
Now, we're going to finish on a song. We're going to play this one called Walking. We have played it on Phoenix FM. But
this
as
is
you
the
said,
final edit. You've not got this version of it. This is the one with the full backing vocals. And
I love this version.
And you wrote this, co-wrote this.
Yes, yes.
With, was it?
Gregor McWilliam, yeah, and Simon Brown. They're my producers at Chart House.
Lovely. Thanks very much for coming in. You're going to nip off because you're going off to...
certain radio station in Chelmsford.
To steal me a mug.
To steal you a mug with a certain radio
you
presenter.
You better do, because Paolo went there about 3 weeks ago, came back with nothing. Not a sausage.
Okay, if I go quiet, you know, I've not got one. Thanks, Michelle, anyway, for having me again.
You're welcome.
Merry Christmas to everybody. Enjoy.
We're walking as the sun goes down a beat. People laughing and my toes don't touch the street. Don't care who's watching, cause I'm taking my rear view down. I don't wanna ride with you, no, I don't wanna ride with you, cause I'm saying, ooh, there's nothing in my way. Ooh, I hear what you try to say. I don't wanna ride with you, I know I don't wanna ride with you, cause I'm saying, I don't wanna ride with you, I don't wanna ride with you. I'm walking the distance, but my feet don't touch the ground. Walking persistence, ain't nobody gonna bring me down. You might think I'm on my own. I'm walking the distance straight home, and I'll never walk alone. We're talking as the moon rises up above. I'm never working hand in hand, we spread the love. I don't care who's watching, cause I'm taking